You truly have to be someone who has got to be prepared to think out of the box, and I mean think out of the common solutions and the common environment and the common reality that most people are brought up to think, in order to be able to have a dialogue with the being and even to have a mind that would stretch to understand him historically. But here's what I know so far, and he's still a mystery, but this is what I know.
Okay.
This is a being who's, he says, his people came from beyond the North Star, and that they were an ancient group of beings that during this time, the gods began settling the earth 455,000 years ago, and the gods were, they're called gods of the Nephilim, but they were actually very advanced beings doing explorations in this particular quadrant. And by the way, many, many, many groups and many different civilizations have visited here. But during this particular advent, the 455,000 years ago to 35,000 years, there were an endless group of beings that actually had this as outpost and settling here and creating here. And one of those were the Lemurians. The continent in the Pacific called Lemuria, or short for Mu, was actually named after them, the Lemurians from beyond the North Star.
Mm-hmm.
They're very tall people. Rampa was appears over 7 feet tall, and he says he's small. And so during his time, another great group of people were the Atlanteans, and their continent was centered in the Atlantic, obviously. If you look at the Gulf of Mexico and go eastward into the Atlantic up to the Mediterranean, you would find, if you put Africa and South America together, they fit like a puzzle. But up above that area used to be another landmass.
Okay.
And that was called Atlantis. So the other group that lived here at that time was that particular group, and the Earth was having a lot of problems during that particular time. And so how much do you want me to go into
that? No, all you want. We're here for 3 hours today, Jay-Z.
Okay. In his time, it was very common to see what today people have seen all around the world, regardless of the government's denial of it, UFOs, really craft, anti-gravity suspension craft, from the Atlanteans. It also had a base on the moon. And 35,000 years ago, the Earth was wrapped in a cloud, a vapor cloud, and it looked like a greenhouse. So light from the sun diffused light all over the planet. It had a very different atmosphere at that time. It wasn't always that way, but during this particular epoch, there was. Ramtha's planet, or the continent of Lemuria, was undergoing geological forces, and it basically went down. The uppermost part of that area, up where the Pacific Northwest is, all the way through to the Hawaiian Islands, all the way down, those are mountaintops of a remaining continent that basically fragments of it sunk. And there was a great pilgrimage that ended from Lemuria through Mexico, which was a huge swampland at that particular time, to the southernmost point of the landmass of Atlantis called Onai, was this port. And Ramtha's family went there and were treated very badly by the occupiers, the Atlanteans. And so he lost his mother, and he lost his brother and his little sister, and he grew to hate these people.
Sure.
And hate the unknown god, which the Lemurians, very advanced beings, had a super intelligence, or a supra intelligence, in which was simply referred to as the unknown god, and as that would be translated. And that would have been the intelligence of the zero-point energy field.
Okay.
But that's what he called it. So he felt that the hopes and dreams of his people had been undermined, and sort of blamed this on the God of his own people. And so he sort of became a huge warrior. He declared war basically on the Atlanteans and on anybody else. And at that particular time, through 63 years, he conquered two-thirds of the known world.
I assume he had a following, soldiers with him.
He had about 2 million. It says 2 million, and they were made up of all sorts of tribes of people. And for 63-year march, and including Atlanteans, and the Earth at that time was also going through some catastrophes, and that's when the sun actually broke through. They had instant freezing at the caps, lots of rain. It was a very tumultuous time in Earth's history. So during his long tenure, during this long time, Ramtha got enlightened by suffering a very mortal wound, which put him on a rock, he tells the story of, for 7 years. And in that time, contemplated his life and the nature of things and bringing back the information of his people, mm-hmm. and their explorations about life and what was life and what was this unknown God. And I'm paraphrasing enormously here, but
I understand. Yeah.
By the end of he had an out of body experience, which he talks about in very vivid terms. One day sitting on this rock, and he was healing from this wound for 7 years, essentially. And he was up above his body, and then it took him 7 years to duplicate this out-of-body experience that he had. And so he had it, and when he had that, it changed everything in his life. And so he immediately marched, put the army together and marched this very ancient forest, who we have remnants of the forest called Shambhala. And in the middle of the forest was the Lord of the Forest, which was a huge tree, massive. And he put his soldiers around this tree, and he said, "Now, what does this tree know that you don't know? It only knows how to live, and you've learned to die. It does not know how to die." And from the source of that knowledge, he began to reassemble knowledge and reteach his people completely different. He went up towards, up above India through the Silk Road, came down through northern India, had a huge encampment on the northeast side of the Indus River, and he ascended. He basically left his body but had learned to take it with him. He's legendary in Hindu gods of the pantheon. He is also a legendary god to the ancient Egyptians. And so this is the being who appeared to me in my kitchen in Tacoma, Washington, quite unprepared for, by the way, in 1977.